Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Chance. These are grown men being told they have no chance against other grown men. And when you do that, I don't mind the talking. Those guys who said we're going to be okay, those are the kind of guys, that's how they play, and that's their kind of their personality. You got to have confidence. You got to believe you can win. This is not a contact sport. This is a collision sport. And I'm okay with that confidence leading in. Hopefully they can execute.
Lance Risen with us last segment here on Overtime with Jake Volnick. If you missed Lance, Odyssey Rewind feature 923thefan.com. You guys can go back, listen. I had some really good stuff on what we're looking forward to this upcoming week, and obviously hear him there talking about what we talked about in the first hour about confidence and everything else. Coming out of these players, guys talking a little bit of smack. Obviously, Jerry Jeudy saying they had no problem in this Ravens secondary. I guess the one thing that I look at that scares me the most going into the Ravens, right? It's not even, I'm terrified of, Lamar Jackson is had a chance to go three-peat MVP. Like, Lamar's great. He has a chance to go a third MVP. He's clearly an amazing player, but you've seen the Browns shut him down before. It's not Derrick Henry. Derrick Henry's, as I mentioned in the interview with Lance, averaging like 57 yards per game when he's played the Cleveland Browns, which is a lot for a lot of running backs, but it's not that much for Derrick Henry. You're not terrified of him. It's really looking at this offense and figuring out what it needs to be, which I'm pretty sure going into Sunday is pretty damn close to perfect. But like the Ravens, you can trust the Browns defense all you want. The Ravens offense should be good enough that they're going to put points on the board, right? They're going to, use it more in like a basketball term, but they're going to get theirs. They're going to go out there and they're going to be able to produce. Lamar's going to put up stats. Derrick Henry's going to put up stats to a degree. They're going to have ways to score, even if your defense looks really good. You can't ask the defense to be perfect. You are not going to shut out the Baltimore Ravens. You need to be able to score. So I'm asking an offense that had two critical mistakes from wide receivers that led to two interceptions and it just extended out drives and went to try to score and came up with two missed kicks, a few punts of their own, a couple of turnovers. You're asking them to go from being good to being perfect. This was an offense that Joe Flacco described as inexperienced after the first start. They played as if they were inexperienced. You can't look as if that's the same label that I'm going to put on you when you go to play Baltimore. I just don't know that this offense is going to be able to sustain the things that they need to. Because to open up the play downfield, you need the run game to be great. Kevin Stefanski does not operate with great downfield passing concepts when you talk about, we'll just put Joe in empty sets and he'll be the lone guy back there. And then all of a sudden something's going to open up downfield. It's not Stefanski's play calling specialty. His play calling specialty is play action, work off of the run game and be able to take shots down the field off of it. Then I need the run game to look great. And I'm going to need Quinshon Judkins to turn around and go from, I haven't done anything in training camp, and I need to turn around and go, okay, I've been practicing for 2-3 days, and I need to turn that into now I can just run the ball and run the ball efficiently, which, you know, the workload's probably not going to be that great. Lance talked about it. Sure, he's going to be able to run the ball, but he's not going to be able to pass protect all that well just because you haven't been around this team. You haven't been learning the play calls. You haven't been running out there every day running the actual plays in order to protect the quarterback, which is a big part of what you're going to be able to do. So I don't know how much of Quinshon you're going to be able to see. And if I'm seeing majority Jerome Ford and Dylan Sampson, I'm sorry, I have zero trust in the run game. It's everything from missed assignments, not getting to the second level, a lack of talent in the running back room. It does not pan out well without a heavy contribution from Quinshon Judkins, even with a contribution from him, that the run game just sprouts into being the staple of this offense and can be beautiful. I'm going to have to rely on the pass. I'm going to have to rely on the short passing game probably once again. That's not a team that can be perfect. It's where a lot of my doubts creep in for their ability to win this game. If you're telling me I want to establish the run and we need to be able to run the ball, I didn't see that in week one. You can get away with that every once in a while against the Bengals. Right? Like, there's not enough talented guys in the linebacker room and there's not enough talented guys in the secondary to truthfully make you pay for that. You can't say the same thing about Baltimore. The entire defense is crawling with talented players. You're not going to be able to sit back there and have a ton of time to throw, which I don't know that Joe really needs that time, but you're not going to have it. You're not going to just be able to dump it off every single time on a check down and expect a linebacker not to be there to make the tackle within a couple of yards. The Ravens are going to adjust. They're going to see how you played in week one. They're going to play to that. I don't expect the Browns offense to be perfect, and it's why I don't expect the Browns to win on Sunday. I can't ask them to be something that they have consistently not been. And they haven't showed me that they have the true ability to be that. And on the flip side, I'm also asking the defense probably to get a takeaway or two. Right? Something that they have struggled with for the last year and one game. They have not been able to take the ball away from their opponents. I don't know that I can look at this team and act as if they have a legitimate chance, because you need dramatic improvement. You need it to have happened over the course of three practices, right? Four practices, whatever it was, Tuesday through Friday, four. I don't know that you make those adjustments. You don't just become something that you're not in those 4 days. I expect the offense to hopefully look better. I expect the run game to be better than they were against the Bengals on Sunday, but that can't mean that I expect it to be good. I don't have perfect expectations. And right now with the offense, I understand the defense carries a lot of that weight, but when you play teams like the Ravens and later down the line this year, when you're playing the Bills, you need to be nothing short of perfect. You can't make the mistakes that you get away with playing teams like the Bengals or, you know, when you play the Dolphins or the Titans, you can get away with those mistakes. The defense will pick you up. Against the Ravens, if they're going to go out there and drop 40, which hopefully, I pray that they don't drop 40 like they did on the Bills, but you don't have that. 216-474-0092. Just how big of adjustment does the offense actually need to make to be able to win this game? I think you're going from good to perfect, and I don't think it's possible. As we get into the next segment here, I do want to touch back on a little bit of the kicker situation. Andre Schmidt, obviously the faith is there. We talked about it with Lance. Everybody says the guy's kicking for his job. I just don't know how true that is. In 5 minutes on Overtime with Jake Volnick on The Fan. Get the latest from Browns practice throughout the week right now on our YouTube channel. Daryl Ryder recaps each and every practice and game while featuring the best highlights from coaches and players during media availability as well as on the field action. So subscribe to the 92.3 The Fan channel on YouTube now and get all the latest from Daryl Ryder on the Browns throughout the football season. Jake Volnick with you guys here on Overtime. Coming your way at 9 o'clock, we're going to get to, as we always do, Get a Grip. We're going to get to the Station Buzz coming up in the 9 o'clock hour as well. You guys were great on the phones. We were having a conversation throughout the first hour of the show, so we're pushing that back. We're going to react to the Guardians. Plenty still to get to. But I talked about it before we went to break. Everybody has gone down the route. I've heard plenty of people, even we talked to Dan Lobby on Wednesday, and he said he would have brought in competition for Andre Schmidt this week and allowed it to basically play out. Hey, I mean, if somebody else is going up there and making more kicks, probably would have been worth it. Right, but it feels like everybody's kind of come to terms.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Okay, well, Andre Schmidt's kind of kicking for his job this week. Right? He goes out there and he misses kicks in week two. He's probably gone. I don't necessarily flat out disagree. If he goes out there and looks bad, and he misses another, 40-yard field goal, and he misses an extra point, you're not going to have much of a choice but to probably consider moving on from Andre Schmidt. I also just don't think this is a week-to-week thing, though, where you're going to be constantly looking for kickers. If you were going to go out and desperately try to find a guy to get you through the rest of the season, you didn't think Andre Schmidt had it, this would have been the week to do it. There are plenty of teams bringing in additional talent when it comes to kickers and seeing if there's anybody else out there that they can bring in as someone to compete with their current guy. And I was sitting in the back, we were having a conversation before the show on Wednesday. I got absolutely just ripped into by Michael Markoch and Anthony Alant for the idea that I'd bring in Jake Moody right now. Right? Like, Jake Moody got cut from the 49ers. I was like, why not? Like, if you want to bring in competition, Jake Moody seems fine. It's like, oh no, Jake Moody doesn't have it. Like, he's done. You don't need to go try that guy. And I'm like, what do you have to lose? If you go bring in Jake Moody, he's a guy who kicked in the National Football League and had been signed to a contract and was playing for the 49ers every single day. Now, he didn't look great. He went 1-for-3 and he had a blocked kick and everything else in week one, and clearly wasn't great last year. You got Andre Schmidt. Like, you picked up a kid playing in the UFL who went to Syracuse. It's not like we have a god of kickers right now, and you're just like, he had a bad game. But I also turn around and I'm like, okay, so if you stuck with him through the week one struggles and you told me, this is the guy that we have right now, he was with us through camp, we're not looking to move on from him, at least in the immediate. Unless he goes out there and, again, if he shanks an extra point and shanks a field goal, and he goes 1-for-2 on each of those, there's probably a good chance that you don't really have a choice. But if it comes down to it and he misses another 40-yarder, but he ends up 2-for-3 on the day for field goals and 2-for-2 on extra points, it's not like the kid's kicking for his job. If he misses a go-ahead field goal, it might be different when you're put into that pressure situation. It's not as just flat out as, okay, well, the Browns are playing a game, and if he misses a kick, he's done. Which I think is where a lot of people are. Like, I think that everybody thinks no matter what happens with the kicker situation, a missed kick this week is go and get that guy off my team. If you lose by 14, he misses a 40-yard field goal, and that's the only thing he misses, I would not be surprised to see Andre Schmidt back out there in week three. Again, it can't be the only kick he has. But if he goes out there and that's the one miss, it's not going to make a difference. Like, I think there's still going to be confidence there. Maybe not legitimate confidence. Maybe they're lying to you and they say they have confidence. But I think they're going to come out on Monday and be like, nope, we're fine. We're going to just keep rolling with Schmidt. Yeah, I mean, we brought up some of the replacement guys on Wednesday as well. Like, okay, you can go get, Greg Joseph, Austin Seibert, Cade York, a bunch of guys who have already kicked in the organization and, failed. and you've not been the guy of the future, it's not like you just have a ton of options. There's not just kickers openly on the market being like, I'm dying. And you know what? I kicked at 95% accuracy last year, and now I've just found myself without a job. That doesn't happen. Those guys are signed to rosters. The kicking situation, obviously, it feels like one that the Browns just can't nail down. Meanwhile, almost every other team in the span since the Browns have not had Phil Dawson have found an answer at some point. But it's not a good excuse to just go move on to move on. I think you have to sit there and give the young guys some time. And I think that the Browns, especially this season, are looking to give young guys opportunities, are looking to say, okay, you missed an extra point, which is bad. You missed a short field goal. We're not, you know, commending your kicking ability from week one. But, okay, I mean, Mason Graham got knocked over a couple of times. I'm also not sitting there going, I might just go out there and start Shelby Harris instead this week.
Mason Graham didn't lose you the game, though.
Mason Graham didn't lose you the game. Cedric Tillman very well could have lost you the game. Tipped a ball up into the air for an interception.
You lost by 1 point. Andre Schmidt missed out on 4 points.
Yeah, okay, but this is the amplification of kicking, right? Like, if the Browns lose that game by 10.
You have one singular job as a kicker. Is to go out there and make your kicks. Especially extra points.
I can say, again, they were both chip shot kicks that he should have put in. I'm not arguing against that. I could also say the quarterback has one job. It's to go complete passes. Miles Garrett's got one job, and it's to go sack the quarterback. Like, you can throw all those out there. Obviously, Miles can record other tackles, but he hardly ever does. But, like, I can continue to throw that out there. He's got multiple responsibilities. There's a million things that go into a kick, the hold, the snap, your approach. Apparently, you know, if you ask Dustin Hopkins, your swing thought. Like, everything goes into it. Push two balls to the right. It's his first time kicking in an NFL game. If he goes out there and he starts off his season, 3 of 5? It's not good. I went back and looked at it. I brought this up on Wednesday. You can go to Phil Dawson's rookie season in the NFL with the Browns. Phil Dawson turned out to be one of the greatest kickers in the NFL of that time period. He was 8 of 12, was 3 of 5 from 30 to 39, and 3 of 5 from 40 to 49. You missed one 36-yarder. He also missed an extra point that year, by the way, and that's when they were kicking it from the 2-yard line. It was a much easier extra point to put through. You have your struggles. Again, if there was a mile, just wildly better option sitting out there, if for some reason Evan McPherson got cut tomorrow, if he got cut tomorrow and you were just like, well, he's clearly available to us, yes, go pick up Evan McPherson. Evan McPherson's obviously not getting cut. There's kickers. Chris Boswell is not just going to become available next week. You're replacing him with guys who also don't make kicks. Like, guys who have struggled to stay in the league and have bounced from team to team. The difference is you have the opportunity to give a young kicker a real opportunity, right? To make mistakes, to mess up. Yes, it costs you a win. If you don't make the playoffs, not having that win helps you, right? Hey, there are plenty of people out there saying, oh, well, I want them to lose as many games as possible. Well, apparently, Andre Schmidt should be your best friend from week one, okay? Because he, again, not single-handedly, but he was a major part of that loss. I just don't understand. You just want to move on from a guy so quick. The city goes through the same thing with quarterbacks. You roll a guy out there, he plays poorly, and you're like, on to the next one. And how many times is that gone in bit Cleveland? Not even necessarily that guy goes perform somewhere else, but you get the quarterback out there, he performs poorly, you move on, and you go through the same cycle with 19 different quarterbacks in a row. Not more than that at this point, for sure. But, like, you've just been cycling quarterbacks, and it's, okay, let's get them out there, and let's play them. They play poorly, let's move on. You have to have some sort of patience. I can look at quarterbacks and have the exact same argument. Josh Allen did not look great in his first two seasons in the NFL. The Bills said, that's our first-round pick. We're going to stick it out. We're going to try to get talent built around him, and we're going to try to develop him. Now Josh Allen happens to be one of the best quarterbacks in the NFL. It's not always the same thing with kickers. Andre Schmidt could be a big nothing. He could be absolutely horrible. I have no idea what he turns out to be. It's not like he was a first-round pick like Josh Allen was. But it's also a guy who, yes, he's clearly displayed his struggles in week one. He beat out Dustin Hopkins, who I know we're not very fond of, but that's a kicker who had several years in the NFL. You beat him out. I mean, I think you just at least turn your head and give the guy a few opportunities, even if he's not good against Baltimore. Right? And again, I don't mean you can go out there and miss every kick you take and me just go, okay, it's perfectly fine. We'll stick it out with him. I'm saying if he goes and misses another kick and it isn't a game-defining kick where it's he looks great until the pressure's on and he actually needs to make them for go-ahead field goals and extra points that put you up by, you know, a solid full score that doesn't have you losing by 1 point. If you just go out there and miss, I have to award you some opportunity to do so. Not every guy is perfect in his opportunities to, you know, every chance that he gets, he just ends up being great. Yeah, I want that guy to go through the struggles. If you want to see rookie quarterbacks, you're not going to see Shador Sanders out there play one bad game and go, maybe you should be considering Bailey Zappe. Some of you might do that for Dylan Gabriel to Shador Sanders, but that's a whole other topic. I just don't want to move on from a guy too quickly. I don't want to move on from a guy after one game. Like Ken and several other people going, a kicker's a kicker. You can just throw one in there until one works. You don't necessarily think that's true. Guys go through their struggles. They come out of the gate. Not every kicker ends up being an elite kicker right off the bat. Now, again, you can just look pretty much at any guy. I don't think their rookie season ultimately ends up being perfect. Like, I don't think any kicker goes out there. Yes, a 36-yard miss. Anything within 40 yards at this point is a chip shot field goal in the NFL. If I got Cam Little out there making 70-yard-plus field goals, I have to say that anything beyond or within 40 yards, rather, is a complete chip shot, and you have to make it. It's just, I don't need to see Greg Zuerlein kick for this team or Greg Joseph. I don't need to see Austin Seibert kick for this team. Andre Schmidt could go through an okay year. You give him another one, he might be better. You don't have to sign him to some massive contract. You don't have to give him the Dustin Hopkins extension. It doesn't have to be this big battle of get that guy in there and just let him play every single game for the next 5 years. It's not a first-round draft pick. But if you want to move on at this point, what are we all expecting? They took a rookie kicker, right? A first-year kicker in the NFL. They played him in week one. Yes, he struggled. That's just the reality of what kickers go through. They're going to be overjudged. They're going to be overcriticized. And there's probably too much criticism going around off of two missed kicks. 216-474-0092. Do you really feel that if Andre Schmidt misses kicks this week, if there's a single kick that he missed, that he's gone, good is gone, and they're moving on to somebody else? I don't think so. We'll hear from you guys as well. Get a grip coming your way in 5 minutes on Overtime with Jake Volnick on The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
on the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.